This is both fun and challenging, and it interested me that the number of sessions that we've had on private foundations this year was quite high. And I don't know if any of you have been to several of these conferences, but we really went into pretty good depth on some very important issues. And what we thought we'd do with this was to hit the highlights. We will go through this using the code sections, the big 49, 40, and 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and talk about unique aspects, but not with any intention that we can fill in, obviously, with now only 40 minutes. We can't possibly cover everything. I think we really would like to take questions. We know when we want to reach each of our slides, and we'll let you know if maybe we could say if you can ask very concise questions. I wish we could clarify, this would be my goal, if there was anything you heard during the last couple of days that you didn't understand or didn't make sense and you want to ask us, that'd be terrific. But on the other hand, the time might limit that. The way we intended to follow this is to, let me do it while I'm talking, I guess.
Okay.
I would say that if you leave this conference with one thing, I would say if we're supposed to give you strategies to do effective private foundation compliance planning, the first thing we could suggest you do is to develop internal controls within your foundations, or do that for your clients if you're the lawyer or the accountant.